This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. You remember last week the story about the daring armed art theft at a small private museum in Zurich, Switzerland.
Thieves with guns stole four paintings said to be worth more than $160 million. They were works by some of the biggest names in art, Degas, Monet, Cezanne, Van Gogh.
Well, now Swiss police say they've recovered two of the stolen paintings. Canvases by Claude Monet and Vincent Van Gogh were found yesterday in a car that had been abandoned in the parking lot of a mental hospital.
Christopher Marinello is with the Art Loss Register, which maintains a database of stolen artworks. He says it's possible the thieves may be hoping to collect a ransom for the remaining two paintings.
We've seen similar things like this, where they will drop two off just to let people know that they have them and they have control over them and the other two. Or we could be dealing with someone who just realizes what a hot potato they are and are trying to get rid of them as quickly as possible.
That's Christopher Marinello of the Art Loss Register. One of the two still missing paintings is Cezanne's Boy in a Red Waistcoat. It was described as the landmark of the museum's collection, and that painting alone is estimated to be worth more than $90 million.